And Big Fatty should be up because he's, well, just old.
Well, Big Fatty's just said, I am not sober.
But there it is me, he says.
You know what? Big Fatty was so fucking drunk last night.
Tell me about it.
Just beyond drunk.
It's legendary.
If Daniel at the end of Pride 48 last year was shit-faced, Big Fatty was like that times 20 cubic centimeters or whatever your metric conversion thing is there.
Although I did notice that Big Fatty managed to act sober when talking to Jeremiah, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was pre-recorded. That was pre-recorded. You know, because Big Fatty is Jeremiah. He was just that was a pre-recorded bit.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Beyond drunk.
It's legendary.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 651 of the BFO for Monday, the 2th. I say the 2th of August 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I have got a couple of voice letters that I'm going to play, to include one, y'all, that I thought I had lost, but I found it. Oh, thank goodness, Big Fatty. Lovely, just lovely. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, we are in the 8th month. We are in the 8th month now, and y'all, I'm telling you, the time is just scooting. It is just scooting. It's just like your dog had an itchy butt and he just scoots across the carpet. Ah, Big Fatty, you are vulgar. Yo, since it is a new month, y'all, it's time to switch the calendar. And don't forget to change your calendars now. And y'all, I hope when you woke up on Sunday, which, by the way, was Friendship Day, y'all. Friendship. Just a little something. But y'all, I have switched the Chick-fil-A calendar. And y'all, it is a free large Coca-Cola for the month of August. Oh, but y'all, September is the free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Ah, Ben Freddy, I know you're looking forward to August being over so you can have a complimentary chicken. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I am a little gassy today, and I am podcasting with pants off. Y'all, before we get into the voice letters for today, y'all, I thought I'd give you a little update. Because I know so many of you are concerned with the big horror weekend coming up later this month. Y'all, we have got, I just did the count. How many is it? There's about 50-something of us, 54, somewhere in there, of us that are signed up for the big Hootenanny weekend. But y'all, there are quite a few more people already registered at the horror hotel that we have not received their applications to attend the event yet. So we know that there are more coming. However, y'all, on Saturday night, Big Fatty stayed up until midnight because y'all, at midnight, the price of the horror weekend jumped because y'all, the early bird discount ended on Saturday night at midnight. So when August arrives, when July is over, so is the discount. So Big Fatty had to put up the new price on the horror weekend, and y'all, it jumped from you got 10% off if you registered before the 1st, so it went from $99 to $110, and y'all, that's a nice little discount. Trust me, anytime you can be below three figures in the cost of something, it's a good thing. It's a good deal, good coupon, if you will. And you know, y'all, who doesn't love a coupon? Yes, Big Fatty, we all love a coupon. You remind us of this all the time. Now, y'all, I don't know why, But the computer doesn't seem to be wanting to recode at a regular level that I'm used to seeing. So I hope this comes out okay. I hope it's not going to be too soft, because you know my grandson, he's got to be able to hear. Because y'all, there are many, many, many things that he needs to hear about. Now y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, by the way. I was watching the Twitty over the weekend, and Miss Kathy Bacon, you know, she drives a Chevrolet Red. It's sleek, stylish, and sophisticated, and she is envied by all of her friends. But, y'all, she was having a big old group of people come into her house over the weekend. There was evidently some, oh, dear, Gussie, some sort of hootenanny. And that Daniel from the Flat 29, who we do have another voice letter from, his brother Tristan, who is in the Dreamboats and Petticoats, he is off to see the wizard. But y'all, he says, I am in Streatham, one of the many suburbs of London that doesn't look right written down. I don't know what that means. Right, written down? I don't know. It must be the Mexican, y'all. And y'all, I've got to start getting used to the Mexican. But y'all, Miss Kathy Bacon, over the weekend, she was talking to these like 40 people in her house. And she caught herself saying, oh, the little show. And y'all, this just made Big Fatty's heart palpitate, y'all. And y'all, at my advanced age, that's probably not a good idea to have heart palpitations, y'all. I've just realized that I'm gonna have to get a new license before I go to Scotland, cause y'all I leave on Wednesday. A hump day, y'all, and get in Thursday morning. So anyway, y'all, it should be quite an experience, and I'm going to give y'all some details on the little trip a little bit later. Now, it's not today, but a little later in the week is what I was intending to say. Yes, McFatty, your intentions are, those are good intentions, just good intentions. You just rarely follow through. The Twitty was awfully quiet over the weekend, as was the words with friends. There wasn't a whole lot of action going on, and y'all, there was definitely no action when it comes to the gentleman callers. Y'all, I have to admit, I am a little disappointed, and y'all, it's feast or famine. It is feast or famine, and this weekend was just phantom. Oh, Fatty. Y'all, it was almost as if the family of Edgar Allan Poe had cast a cloud over everything. They had all come together, and they just cast a cloud of doom and gloom over everyone. So, you know, but, you know, who knows? Who knows? Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Scotty, that little Aussie battler, who I believe he is on a plane to London. Y'all, he is on his way to London. Y'all, I wonder if he is going to end up going to, what is the name of that place? Streatham? Streatham. Streatham. And you know, Scotty, if you do happen to go to Streatham, see if that suburb looks right written down, and then tell me what the fuck that means. But y'all, also at the beginning of the little show was that Nigel and that Daniel Beaver. Y'all, you know, they do that Swiss Colony podcast on Saturday nights. They switch it off, and I think every third Saturday or something like that, there's some kind of Swiss Colony. And y'all, I believe the Swiss Colony also makes pedophores at Christmas time. Yes, Big Friday, we love the Swiss Colony catalog. But And then Arthur was also there. And yeah, they were talking about Big Fatty being overserved during the Pride 48. And y'all, I plan on being overserved on the Continental Airlines overnight on Wednesday. I say Wednesday night because y'all, Big Fatty needs to sleep. He needs to sleep on that trip to Edinburgh. How do they say it? I don't know how they say it. Maybe we'll find out. Anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from me, let's play a few little voice letters. Yes, Big Party, please do anything to move this along, dear Gussie.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Just wanted to ring you to quickly say that your segment on Pride 48 was definitely my most favorite over the whole weekend. Your talents surpass even my high expectations. Thanks again. Love your work. You put a smile on my dial.
Dear Gussie.
LittleAussieBattler.net.
Dear Gussie, y'all, he always fools me coming in with that. Y'all, that it sounded like mechanical there. But, y'all, that was from the Little Aussie Battler, which is not to be confused with the Little Show. Scotty, y'all, and if you listen to the Little Aussie Battler, I tell you what, Scotty has not had a good summer planning his trip to I don't know where he's going, but y'all, he's going somewhere where they probably eat poisonous blowfish or something. But y'all, everything that comes out of Scotty's mouth is crapple, crapple, crapple. Ah, the crap Mac, the crap iPhone, the crap this, the crap Steve Jobs, the crap Apple, blah, 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 crapple, 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 crapple. Y'all, you know what he did over the weekend? He sat in line at the Apple store so he could get the iPhone 4 that was released on and y'all, he loves it. He absolutely loves it. And then as soon as he got it and said he loved it, you know, then he was, well, I don't, oh, I can't make it work, do the crapple stuff. I can't figure out how to order my little case, my bumper. Crapple, y'all, you know, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But y'all, that little Aussie Battler is probably got his new iPhone on airplane mode, because y'all, I think he's in the midst of flying to London right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Now y'all, our next little call is from that groomer Zig out there in the Southern California. Yes, Big Fatty.
Participatory. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Participating. Hey, it's Groomer Zig. And I just call and say hello. And thank you for making me laugh this morning because I really needed it. So anyway, love your show again. And I will be listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that Groomer Zig is out there in the SoCal, in the Southern California, y'all. And y'all, a few, let's see when this was, July the 22th, Groomer Zig wrote to me and said, Big Fatty, so you're flying into the airport that I live and work around, Orange County Airport, John Wayne Airport. I would like to suggest a meet and greet, possibly. I would love the chance to meet you since you are going to be so close to me. Now, here's the question. Maybe you don't have any interest in doing that. Well, y'all, of course I have interest in doing that. Y'all, how else am I going to get people to buy me complimentary adult beverages if I don't have a meet and greet? Yes, McFaddy. I tried contacting Nessa because I would enjoy the chance to meet you, Nessa, and or Miss West from the Live It Up. Nessa hasn't contacted... Y'all, that's just ugly. Nessa, get on it. Groomer Zig wants to hear from you. And I don't know, maybe... I have bad breath or something. Well, you know, if you've got the bad breath, you know, you'll get along just fine with Miss West. Because evidently he smells bad also. You mentioned that you're going to... I live so close to Disneyland, and I listen to the fireworks every night from where I lived. And you mentioned you're going there for a day. I'm bummed out with Disneyland, having grown up here and been there far too many times, which you've never been with Big Fatty. Hello. Maybe a meet and greet in a restaurant or something. Just throwing ideas out there. Or just tell me to go away. Well, y'all, I'm not going to say go away. Y'all, that is one of the reasons, yes, McFaddy, for going out to the SoCal and to the Northern California. Y'all, I want to get out there and have a little vacation. And I want to to do the little meet and greet. And I want to go to the Disneyland. And y'all, I may even want to go see The Price is Right and be in the audience. Yes, McFaddy, it sounds lovely. And, y'all, you just never know. You just never know. So, Groomer Zig, have no fear. There will be a meet and greet. In fact, we might do it at your house. Ah, Big Fatty, I bet she won't be wanting a meet and greet now, dear Gussie.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble. Just wanted to let you know, I just watched the local news, and they were showing that at the Ohio County Fair, that the newest fried thing was to take bacon and put it on a stick and then drown it in chocolate with a cherry on top, and they call it a muddy pig. So the instant I heard that, I had to call you, so I just wanted to call and let you know, and I hope you're doing good, and I'll talk to you later. Bye!
Y'all, that is my buddy pig himself, Mr. Ramble Reedheed, and Ramble, that sounds delicious, and I am going to pass that along to our official, fair food correspondent for the BFO. Then y'all, that is Bjorn. Bjorn down there in Dallas, because y'all, he always goes to the Texas State Fair, and he eats everything that they fry up out there. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, he gets a tummy ache. But Tom, thank you for calling, and Bjorn, put that on your list, and we want to hear all about the buddy pig.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Dan from Flat 79 again. First of all, I just wanted to confirm that chokes is the correct word for women in England. Blokes and chokes, that is correct. Well done. Also, I've just been shown a picture by your straight boyfriend, Bob. He sent me a picture of a very handsome young man with his shirt open, revealing a luxurious hairy chest. I guess he's probably about, I don't know, maybe 20s and 30s, that kind of age. Looking very kind of pleased with himself. And it's amazing. I'm very impressed. Yeah, it's not quite you as a child, but it's good. And I could certainly see it on our wall. That's all. Bye.
Oh, dear God. Yo, where did Straight Bob find that picture? Y'all, that was one of my glamour shots. Big Freddy, don't tell anymore. It's already going to make us have to... I need to have an adult beverage right now, Big Freddy. I just threw up in my mouth.
Beyond drunk.
It's legendary.
Yes, I need... Oh, please, it's not enough gin.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.